Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
Good evening. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbar Tailash. The headlines. ECZ in final stages of preparatory work to undertake delimitation. Investors on Tazara revitalization project assess efficient cargo movement. In international news, Cuba faces growing pressure from the United States after Maduro capture. And in sports, young golfers compete in Rocktick tournament. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Information and Media says Chinese investors are leading the $1.4 billion Tazara revitalization project and have assessed efficient cargo movement from Tazara to Zambia Railways infrastructure, enhancing logistics across the Copper Belt, DRC and Southern Zambia. Ministry spokesperson Henry Kapata says the open access agreement enables seamless freight transfer from Dar es Salaam to Zambia Railways network, reducing delays and costs. Mr. Kapata says with government support, including 100 million kwacha recapitalization of Zambia Railways and 50 million euros EU grant for track upgrades, a single integrated rail corridor is taking shape. He says Tazara and Zambia Railways are collaborating to enhance logistics, lower transport costs, and support industry growth.
Today, we move to Ndola as the journey to revitalization of the Tazara Railway Prosperity Corridor advances. Okay, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Investment, Siazonga Siakalenge, has been part of discussions at key sites. The delegation visited Ndola Railway Station right here and the adjacent Zambia Railways Limited storage and logistics facilities, assessing opportunities to integrate Tazara with Zambia's domestic rail network.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is in the final stages of preparatory work to undertake the delimitation of constituencies in line with the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the delimitation exercise will be conducted with full engagement of stakeholders and is expected to be concluded before the certification of the Register of Voters scheduled for April 30, 2026, in accordance with the Commission's 2026 General Election Roadmap. Mr. Kasaro says the Commission will continue to inform and engage all stakeholders throughout the process and provide timely updates. Chief Speaker Malaza V of the Tumbuka speaking people of Chasefu District in Eastern Province says he is impressed with the unprecedented level of investment in safe and clean water in the district. This follows the sinking of 14 boreholes in all 10 wards of the district by Chasefu independent aspiring candidate Captain Tuwani Chipeta. The traditional leader noted that the district has limited access to safe and clean water, thereby affecting human health and livestock. Chief Pika Malaza commended Captain Chipeta for complimenting government effort. He urged the government to work closely with Chipeta to transform the district.
14 boreholes njia kafupi yae utusulavanya ke yae wasulavanya ke cha wene you're supplementing government efforts mwa boma kumpembano kuti kutula kuti lindare cha wene tuwa nitu mtu ako uvila wantu wakushika don't take it political but tuwa nikuti she is assisting the need sono ise kuwaine inkos kamaraza nini wakuonga chomene nangawani kuweza kuweza kuwende wakuonga chomene mama rusoiri pitiris gani mungare karanga papera cha.
The Public Passenger Transport Multi-Purpose Cooperative has called on the government to end Kadarism in bus stations as it has not ended by the mayor pronouncement by the president. Cooperative Executive Chairperson Sidney Mbewe has noted that Kadarism is affecting the operations of bus drivers and interfering in their work. Speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, Mr. Mbewe has stated that Kadarism has a political aspect to it that is causing the police to fail to address it effectively.
So in as much as we may say this issue of Kadarism has been gotten rid of because the president pronounced it so, this issue still lives with us. And I think we have to be very pragmatic, very courageous,
mm-hmm.
and I think be able to hold the bull by its horn and say we have this issue that is amongst us. We need not to cow away from this reality and be able to talk about it openly, be able to provide solutions to it, both at the level of drivers and the political structure and the government level. Because it's not enough that the president gave in that pronouncement. What was going to be enough is people that he has mandated in certain ministries within government to be able to follow it to the latter.
Global Change Society activist Chembo Mafuka has described the Zambian government's decision not to renew the extended credit facility ECF arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, as a game changer for the country's economic future. Mr. Mafuka says the move signals a shift towards self-resilience and demonstrates the government's determination to chart a new development path that prioritizes Zambia's economic sovereignty. Mr. Mafuka says the decision not to renew the IMF ECF shows that Zambia is ready to take control of its economic destiny and move away from overdependence on external financing. The 38-month ECF program was designed to help Zambia restore debt sustainability and implement economic reforms. However, Mr. Mafuka notes that while the facility provided financial support, it also came with stringent conditions that could undermine the country's policy independence. Now, United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ President Charles Chanda says if he becomes president, he'll be a president for all Zambians and not for the party. Speaking during the Bottom Line program on One Love Radio, Mr. Chanda has pledged to be a president even to opposition figures and not make them his competitors. He has argued that UPPZ will not make laws that target certain groups of people to disadvantage them, as he will be a leader for all and not a rival. The Christian Democratic Party CDP has described its National Party Convention held on January 9, 2026 at Trinity University as a success. Speaking during a press briefing, CDP Secretary General Kephas Mukuka says the convention adopted Daniel Pule as the party president and approved a new party constitution. Mr. Mukuka further revealed that the party resolved to participate in the 2026 general elections and endorsed Daniel Pule as its preferred presidential candidate. Meanwhile, Daniel Pule says his adoption as party president is independent of the Tonse Alliance's decision on a preferred presidential candidate for the general elections. Dr. Pule disclosed the convention attracted about 80 participants and noted that he ran unopposed for the position of party president.
Our position is that, as CDP, we are members of the Tonse Alliance. The Tonse Alliance will make its own independent decision as to who is going to be the flag there. As for my participation in those elections, the chairmanship and presidential candidate for Tonse Alliance, that is now subject to consultation. From this moment, my consultation begins with my colleagues in the Tonse Alliance. So that's my position.
Will you take a break? So stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining.